Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis with your hosts,
Ashley
and Tracy. And today, Allison Rothman with Embody Life is joining us today to talk about taking the midlife crisis to an awakening. Welcome, Allison.
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. I'm excited for our conversation.
Us too. I think it's easier to focus on the crisis part, right? And it's a little more difficult to get to that awakening. And so again, we're so excited to talk to you. We know that you do coaching. And actually, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. So I am based in Boulder, Colorado, where I've been for 20-ish years, and founded my business shortly thereafter. And yes, I'm a, I tend to not use the word coach as much because it's so overused, but I've struggled with how to kind of categorize my work. And I have a very strong background in somatic-based therapy, so body-centered therapies, studied dance movement therapy, etc. So yes, I ended up getting a degree in coaching, but the work is just much deeper than just the traditional life coaching that I think we're accustomed to hearing about. But yeah, you know, my work is really based on my own life trajectory, you know, starting from a very young age and learning how to come into my body in midst of addiction and trauma and various life challenges. I was a single mom for 11 of my son's 15 years of life, and deeply humbling experience.
Yes. We're both single moms.
Yeah, we can relate.
You know, had a house fire, near-death experience, just kind of like crazy stuff that over the years, really, I pulled all these pieces together. And that is how I work with, I work primarily with women one-on-one. I run groups, both virtual and in person, and different events and retreats. So yeah, that's just a snippet.
Awesome.
No, I love that you've taken you know, the trauma that you've experienced and turned it into something so positive and shared that, you're sharing that now with people. That's amazing.
Thank you.
I think it's
I mean, it was definitely a journey of getting there, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, and that's really where what embodied life to me means. It's like, this is our life, you know, and how do we meet our lives with the whole of us? And so there were definitely dark moments in my own, you know, journey that I was like, you know, fuck that.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, this is where we are. And, you know, and that kind of segues into midlife.
Right.
And, yeah. So.
Yes. Everything segues into midlife.
It does.
And that was one of the reasons why we wanted to, you know, start our podcast and share with others, you know, the support perhaps that they may not have that we or feel that we're very lucky to have with each other and with our friends. But always looking to expand and continue to learn. And especially, it was intriguing the way you reference midlife as an awakening. And I have heard others reference it in such a very positive way as well. But life happens. And I personally find it harder and harder some days to look at it as an awakening other than, you know, being in a crisis. So very anxious, you know, to talk to you to find out maybe some of your techniques and, you know, maybe some tools that you might even be able to share that could help myself, us, or others, you know, primarily women as our, you know, primary following as well. But that are, you know, experiencing challenges in their lives and looking for that, you know, that something to hold on to.
Positive reinforcement.
Yeah, something positive.
Yeah, you know, I mean, It's interesting because I feel like society has just categorized midlife as this is a time of crisis. Mm-hmm. You're in midlife, you know, life is crazy and chaotic and hard and all of it. And certainly we can't negate that changes are happening. I mean, in our bodies, in our relationships, in our emotional state, you know, in vocation, I mean, you name it, you know, getting older is a journey, right? Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, a huge topic. The aging thing is a huge topic.
Yes.
But what I see it as rather than the crisis is, yes, it is this time of awakening. It is a time, it's an opportunity to get to know ourselves in a way that perhaps we have not had access to until this moment.
You or know, even
all these years. Go ahead.
I was going to say, or even really thought about, because I, you know, when I was younger, 20s, even 30s, I never really thought too much about really getting to know myself and and learning to, you know, who I was and accepting that, you know. Yes. And I feel like now I'm kind of in a place where I'm like, oh, you know, I really do. You know, I was so busy. I raised three kids by myself and I was so busy with that. And now they're all in their 20s and gone. I'm an empty nester. And so I'm kind of like forced to do it, you know. I was like, oh, here I am.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, that's such a good point, is that so many women just do what they got to do to get through, right? And then midlife happens, kids are older, whatever, marriages have fallen apart, whatever it is. And now they're like, oh, who am I?
Yeah,
where am I in my life? Where, who am I as a woman at this juncture?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, not just a mom,
right? Yeah, I think
not just a mom.
That was something that I think I struggled with as well, because I was, you know, Tracy. I was, you know, Cody, Tatum, and Nikki's mom. You know, and but I was Tracy, and I'm the professional. I'm the media director at an advertising agency. But who is Tracy?
Right.
Like, I was really struggling with that. Who am I? I really, if you took those things away,
who are you?
Yeah, I was kind of stripped down, and I was like, who am I? And trying to rediscover myself, or discover myself. Is that what they call wisdom? I don't know.
I think sometimes we are, you know, forced into this path of self-awareness and self-growth. For some, it happens younger, you know. I mean, for me, I hit rock bottom in my early 20s and was in a treatment center and the whole nine yards. So I was like, boom, I've got to figure this out, because or else I'm going to die, literally. So, you know, that set into motion for me this huge path of growth, But I find that, you know, for a lot of women, it does happen in midlife, you know, that and coupled with, you know, our bodies are changing.
Hormonal changes,
when we were in our 20s and 30s at all,
right?
And so how to embrace that, accept that, and, you know, learn about how to be ourselves in this new body, in this new awareness.
And confident.
And, you know, it's a layered process. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and confident with that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Not like diminished or hiding or shameful.
Just like okay, I accept this, you know, like, no, be confident. I love this.
Yeah, like, yeah, I accept this. Like, so yes, I mean, it's very different, right? To, you know, be in this place of, oh, I'm in my 40s, I'm in my 50s, and everything is changing, and oh, I guess I gotta just roll with it too. Like, no, this is who I am. And this doesn't mean it's a one and done process. I mean, we all have our moments of like, wow, you know, like I've been having issues with my hip and my knee. I'm like, I've practiced yoga for 30 years, you know, I've been super active, and now all of a sudden I can't do all this stuff that I used to be able to do.
Yeah.
It's a huge opportunity to surrender. And I certainly have had moments of collapse and feeling angry and frustrated, you know, but how to work with all of the emotional states, you know, that seem to be heightened when we are in midlife, right?
Yeah.
Be it hormones, be it life situations, be it, you know, maturity and wisdom. So,
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I feel like, I've definitely gotten to a place finally where I am confident and accepting of it. I'm still in early stages of this journey, and it was very eye-opening for me. And yeah, it took a couple of years, but I finally feel like I'm in a place of, you know, I get the hip pain or the knee pain and I get frustrated, but I'm like, okay, I know what works for me. I know what makes me feel better. So that's what I need to focus on and just keep pushing through, you know?
Right. And I think a lot of women specifically perhaps hit rock bottom during these years versus during, you know, earlier times in their lives. So I think that can be even more challenging to continue to stay positive, you know, because for me, I was so busy, you know, working and taking care of, I too have three children. So, you know, being a single mom and working, that I had very little time to think about me. And I think I had a little bit more control back then. Especially when my children were younger. So now that they're older, it presents its own set of challenges. And I don't know, honestly, if I've even hit rock bottom yet. I try to stay positive. But I feel like there's a lot of things that are very challenging for me now. And because I feel like I don't have control anymore. And I think that's, you know, where a lot of my, you know,
absolutely. Yeah.
My situation is dealing with, but I try to stay positive. But the whole awakening part, I think, is because my mindset was when I was younger and looked at older people, you know, I didn't want to live past 40 when I was in my 20s. So now I feel like I'm on borrowed time. But so I think it was my perception of, you know, what old was and the aging process. And I definitely think we've evolved a lot from, you know, maybe the 70s, right? On people, I think now like 50 is the new 40, right? Is what everybody says. 40 is the new 30.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. So I am trying to embrace that and embrace, you know, it when you look in the mirror is hard. I have already went through, I guess I'm postmenopausal. It's so many, but it's been a while since I went through menopause, and, that was another awakening. You know, when your body goes through those changes, and I think that the after effect, because I chose to do it naturally and not with hormones, only because I've tried for years to get stabilized on hormones and it just didn't work. But so then I went the natural pathway, and but there's definitely a difference between now and, you know,
those physical before.
Physically, emotionally, mentally, right? So but trying to stay positive.
I think there's something about shifting out of this perception that we need to be different than we are, you know, like we don't have to be positive about it, you know, about any of it, you know, and I really work with, and I don't know if it's because I'm a, I'm a Scorpio and I love to like dig deep, and I'm like into like the emotional waters, and I love like the darkness and like just getting curious about it. But, you know, I really support women in just meeting themselves where they are, without trying to manipulate or change what it is. You know, if you're having a hard day, you're having a hard day.
Right.
How can you meet yourself from that place? You know, and, you know, like you said, you just take care of yourself when you're feeling, you know, if you're bummed because of your hip or whatever. But, it, you know, as we ride these waves, and it is such a roller coaster. I mean, I agree with you completely. The hormone factor, it's tremendous, you know, and I'm turning 50 this year, and I feel, you know, I've been like, oh yeah, I got this, you know, and then in the last couple months, I'm like, whoa, like this is some uncharted territory.
Right.
But again, for me, it keeps coming back to, and what, you know, I really want to, you know, like kind of hone in this message of like, we don't have to like try to change how we're feeling. Like we can feel what we're feeling. The issue becomes when we drown in it, right? Mm-hmm. We can't allow the emotion to consume us, right? It can be there. And how do we learn how to be there? And there's definitely practices we can talk about around all of this. But, you know, I think that it's a setup when we're like, oh, we should. I say to clients, don't should all over yourself. No should. Like when we feel like we should, quote unquote, be feeling a certain way. Oh, I need to feel positive about this. I need to feel good about myself. No, like you feel how you feel. And how do you meet yourself in that? Because when we give ourselves permission to be where we are, then we can change. Then we can shift. Because you think about it, if you're just like, boom, 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 you're just like punching yourself, mm-hmm. like coming at yourself for beating yourself up for not feeling good. And you know, it's just this cycle.
Right.
So
right.
Break out of the cycle. It's like, oh, you know what? I feel really sad today. Mm-hmm. I feel really frustrated.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
I feel really uncomfortable in my body, and I'm just going to be with it. And I'm going to cry, mm-hmm. and I'm going to do what I need to do. And when it shifts, then I will move on to the next layer, right?
Yeah.
But, does that land?
Absolutely. Yes. No, I was going to say, sometimes you just have to do it. You just have to have the moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. like sometimes exactly. people say, you know, I love to have a good cry.
Yeah.
You know, I personally don't like to cry,
me too.
But sometimes I do need to, and I just need to be in it and feel it. And once I get past it, it is easier to go, okay, on to the next thing. I had my moment. Now I can deal with this with a clear head because I let everything out and I felt it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I agree. And I always think, okay, you know, and mine is like a day, like, okay, take a day, feel sorry for yourself. Have a good cry, you know, lay in bed, watch movies, you know, feel sorry for yourself or whatever. But then I have to draw the line in the sand and say, okay, you know, you've had your day. Now you need to get up, you know, put your big girl panties on and get out there.
Yeah.
And that's just being fierce with ourselves. That's like fierce self-love and having inner boundaries, you know, that we can feel what we need to feel, but we cannot allow ourselves to be consumed and drown in it. You
right.
know, it's learning to ride the waves without being completely covered. And sometimes some weeks are just that way, you know, and especially as we learn about our bodies in midlife and going through this perimenopause menopause, the hormone thing is real.
Very real.
Very real. Yeah. And so there are some weeks where you're just a little like, what the fuck is going on here? And what do I need to do to tend to myself now? Right. Not, oh, well, this worked last time. Well, it's not working now. So what do I need to do now to tend to myself? So,
Yeah, and I like the analogy of riding the wave because it really is that. Mm-hmm. I have always, you know, thought of it more like a roller coaster, but I really like the wave analogy, and you know, because it also ties in with drowning, right? Yeah. And then you're drowning, so I really do like that analogy. And it is difficult times. I think one of the things that is hopeful for us and our generation is that so many women are now speaking about it to where we had spoke about, you know, in previous conversations about how they didn't used to do research on women, how there was so, you know, the conversation wasn't there, the research wasn't there. And now I think that we're talking about it, you know, we're talking about it with each other. We're sharing helpful, insights and, you know, maybe even survival skills. I hate to be so dramatic as to say survival skills, but sometimes on a day by day basis, it is a survival.
Yeah. And I think one thing that's really helped me too, is that just the acknowledgement of it. From friends, from family, from society. You know, I do feel that for such a long time, it was kind of a hush hush thing.
Right.
And it was, you know, looked poorly upon, like, oh, they're going through midlife or, you know, making rash decisions or they don't care or, you know, whatever it might be. And there's been such a positive light shed on it now and acknowledgement. That's huge for me because it's like, you're not alone. You're not alone in this. You can talk to people, you can hear other stories, you know, listen to podcasts, things like that, and find people that can relate and know that everyone's going through this together. And now we have platforms where we can share that and hear people's experiences, you know, that you might relate to. So.
And that in itself, just sharing experiences and hearing other experiences might be enough to, you know, help you in your time of need. So,
it's all about, you know, feeling seen and heard and not alone. Right. And that's why I run women's circles, women's, because we need it, you know? And so having real life connections, conversations helps the whole, you know? And even if you can't relate to exactly somebody's story, there's a piece. There's a piece of the puzzle that every, you know, that most women, I can't say all women, you know, that most women can't, there is that stream of connection, right? And so I agree. I mean, I think that we need to normalize midlife and to recognize that, you know, for some, it may feel like a crisis. It may feel really, really hard. And to hold that peace with such compassion and love and care, you know, without judgment, we have got to let go of judgment of each other, you know, no matter what we're choosing to do. How can we hold the space for all women to, you know, navigate this time in a way that is serving them or not serving them? And how can we uplift those that need it? Right.
And I think judgment on yourself too, you know, you know, don't doubt yourself. Don't anything that you're doing that's good for you is right.
Yeah.
It's right.
It feels in alignment with who you are. Trust it, you know?
And don't fear others' judgment over it.
Yeah.
Definitely agree. Definitely agree with that.
It's easy to waver, you know, and it's easy to compare and it's easy, to, you know, all of that, but it does not serve at all.
Right.
And
I agree.
Like remembering that this time of midlife, yes, it's shaking everything up, but it really, to me, is this time to come into center with who we actually are, the truth of who we are. And so if we can keep coming back to that as like the guiding light, I just feel like it will change the conversation, you know, first with ourselves and then, you know, in the collective.
So as far as becoming centered with oneself, I have always wanted to do yoga and start yoga, but I have never done it. How would somebody become centered or even, you know that, you know, they are centered?
These are questions.
I don't know.
It's so good. You know,
I'm a Yamase. I don't know. That's all I know about you.
I love it. I would actually rather talk about meditation.
Okay.
Because to me, meditation, okay, yes, we need something, anything that connects us to our bodies. Okay. So as far as a movement practice, if it's yoga, great. If it's dance, great. If it's walking outside, wonderful. If it's laying on the ground and rolling around, anything that connects us to our bodies, absolutely.
Okay.
But meditation, to me, is the most essential practice we can bring into our lives. Because, you know, and I started meditating, seriously, I was meditating as an undergrad. And, you know, I started probably in like 97. But yeah, it was just kind of like whatever for a lot of years. And then I was a single mom and I was drowning, right? My son was about 2, 3 and wasn't sleeping, super just challenging time. I was working, you know, the whole nine yards. I was running on fumes and I was like, you know what? I got to do something drastic here. So I started getting up really early because he was a super early riser. Now he's a teenager and I can't even get him out of bed.
Right, but, right.
You know? So I was getting up at like 4:30, 5 o'clock and sitting. And that practice has stuck with me and it changed everything. Okay. Because when we sit in meditation, we learn how to stay steady in the storms of life. We learn how to breathe through uncomfortable moments because there's this like illusion that you sit in meditation and you're like, oh, like everything's like peaceful and blissful. No, you sit in meditation and all your shit comes up, right? Because you're finally sitting still.
Yeah.
And the ego and the mind is like, all right, now we can like really run the storyline, right? And so this is the work, because you sit in meditation and all the stuff starts swirling. And you come back to your breath. And I do an open eye meditation. Happy to like get into more details at whatever juncture, but working on, I focus on one word. And I focus on the word love. I gaze at a candle flame. Breath, mantra. The story's going. It's going. I breathe in love. I breathe out love. You know, that's the practice. And some mornings it's really hard. Like I'm like counting down until my timer goes off because I got a lot going on. My things are busy, you know, mind is very busy, but that's the moment to stick through it. You know,
that's interesting because I always thought meditation was to get rid of all of those thoughts and my mind always races. So that's why I felt it was so hard for me to meditate, and perhaps why I procrastinated so long, because it's like I can't shut my mind down. But maybe you're not supposed
to. Nobody
can. Okay.
Yeah. Nobody can. That's the thing. I mean, people who have been meditating for 40 years still talk about the monkey mind.
Okay.
It's the human condition.
Okay.
And so that is not the goal, and that is such a misperception, and what keeps people from doing it. But see, this practice alone strengthens this muscle from deep within us, so that then we move off our cushion and shit's hitting the fan, you know, the kids, the traffic, whatever.
Right.
But we can breathe. We can access our bodies. We can feel our breath. We can allow the swirls to be there. And that doesn't mean always. I mean, I still will catch myself like in react mode, but it gives us the opportunity to respond to life rather than react. And that is huge.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Wow. I love that.
Clearly I'm very passionate about this. I'm like,
no, I love it. I love it.
I do too.
Yeah.
Now you have some events coming up, I think.
Yes.
Would you like to talk about those for a moment?
Or sure, what? Sure. Yeah. Are we done with meditation? Yes.
I think we can. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for more information about meditation, we can go to your website. Why don't, because you do offer online courses as well as in person, correct?
Thank you. Yeah. So, you know, I just to like close that loop,
feel
like if there's any practice that we can bring into our lives, no matter how old we are, because that's the other thing, It doesn't matter our physical limitations. Everybody can meditate. You can meditate in a chair if you can't sit on the floor. You can meditate while walking, you know. So that is a wonderful practice to bring in during this time of midlife. Okay. Now I feel complete.
Thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to leave that door open and move forward.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm happy to connect with anybody about any of this. On my website, which is embodymylife.com, there's a link to schedule a 20-minute little Zoom chat. We can talk about working together, if that's what is feeling pulled. Talk about any of the circles that I offer, or if you just want some connection, you know, I love that. And I'm very open to that with no, like, no obligation to sign up for anything. But yeah, so I, you know, primarily right now I've got I've got some events, but they're local in Boulder. And then I'm super excited because I am about to launch a retreat in Mexico in January.
Oh, wow.
I'm like so excited. I've been searching. You all will appreciate this. I've been searching for a venue that just that was right for this work. And this place is in kind of off the grid. It's very deserty, desert and ocean. And I did a ton of my healing work in Tucson. We haven't talked about that. In northern New Mexico. And so the desert just like, I love it.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
This retreat. So it's a combination. All my events are a combination of embodied gentle yoga, unwinding yoga, meditation, self-reflective writing, dance, movement, women's circles, good food, some ritual and ceremony. And so the week long will just, you know, extend the journey. So
that's amazing.
That's
so exciting. In Mexico? So it's January 2025.
January 11th through 18th, 2025. And it's at a retreat center called Prana del Mar. It is, you fly into the Cabo San Lucas airport, and it's an hour. They provide the transportation. It's an absolutely gorgeous place. So check it out. And it will be live on my website. Is at embody_life.
Perfect. Thank you. And that just about wraps it up for today. Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. Embrace the change.
Join the conversation on our website at letstalkmidlifecrisis.com or our Facebook or Instagram and YouTube channels. We'd love to hear from you guys.